Basically, we have to be willing to stay as small, sweet, and quiet as possible and use our time and talent to look pretty. Our dreams, ambitions, and gifts are unimportant. God forbid that some young girl who has the cure for cancer tucked away in her abilities finds this list and decides to follow the rules. If she does, we'll never know her genius, and I feel sure of that. Why? Because every successful woman whom I've interviewed has talked to me about the sometimes daily struggle to push past the rules so she can assert herself, advocate for her ideas, and feel comfortable with her power and gifts. Even to me, the issue of stay small, sweet, quiet, and modest sounds like an outdated problem. But the truth is that women still run into these demands whenever we find and use our voices. When the TEDx Houston video went viral, I wanted to hide. I begged my husband Steve to hack into the TED website and bring the entire thing down. I fantasized about breaking into the offices where they were keeping the video and stealing it. I was desperate. That was when I realized that I had unconsciously worked throughout my career to keep my work small. I loved writing for my community of readers because preaching to the choir is easy and relatively safe. The quick and global spread of my work was exactly what I had always tried to avoid. I didn't want the exposure, and I was terrified of the mean-spirited criticism that's so rampant in internet culture. Well, the mean-spiritedness happened, and the vast majority of it was directed to reinforcing those norms that we'd love to believe are outdated. When a news outlet shared the video on their site, a heated debate erupted in the comments section of their website about, of course, my weight. How can she talk about worthiness when she clearly needs to lose 15 pounds? On another site, a debate grew about the appropriateness of mothers having breakdowns. I feel sorry for her children. Good mothers don't fall apart. Another commenter wrote, "Less research, more Botox." Something similar happened when I wrote an article on imperfection for CNN.com.